Next patient is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, L, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, 5-17-48. She was seen the 5th also. Bonnie is a 76-year-old woman, originally from Brooklyn, New York. Bonnie Roberts, B-O-N-N-I-E-L, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, 5-17-48. Did I say 76? Yeah, 76-year-old woman, originally from New York, Brooklyn. She has one son. She moved here a couple of 20 years ago to live in Houston with her son, period. In the paragraph, she's a teacher. She used to teach middle school. She has one child, as I mentioned. Husband died 5 years ago. Period. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She suffers from pulmonary hypertension, diabetes, CHF. She's obese. She's wheelchair bound. She has severe sleep apnea. She uses oxygen. She also uses a CPAP. She has gastroesophageal reflux, anemia, renal insufficiency, diabetes. That's not requiring any medication at this time. Edema, osteoporosis. She's CPAP dependent. As I mentioned, she has very little activity. She's been under care of many physicians in the past few months or a few years, but she tells me that she's very tired. She's tired of going back to different physicians, and her son has asked for palliative and hospice care to get involved to take care of her, period. Other medical issues include history of vertigo, COVID-19 in 2022 with some long COVID symptoms, lymphedema, lower extremity, osteoporosis, recurrent cellulitis of the lower extremity, venous insufficiency, overactive bladder, osteopenia, and arthritis, period. Her allergies include clindamycin, doxycycline, Ativan, sildenafil, and Bactrim. Surgeries includes hardware removal and placement in the right inner leg, right ankle, incision, drainage, right knee. She had a tibial fracture, which has required multiple surgeries, cataract surgery, vein ablation, left knee revision, left knee times two, gastric bypass in 2002. Right ankle open reduction, as I mentioned, and tonsillectomy. Immunization, COVID, flu, Tdap, shingles are up to date per her paperwork that she's provided to me today. Patient's chart reviewed. Her pulmonary function test shows a decreased FEV1. Echocardiogram shows a mixed systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure. Venous insufficiency, lower extremities noted. It's important to mention patient has been taken care of by Dr. Talati, T-A-L-A-T-I, Dr. PCP Warner, orthopedist, D-A-R-A-M, gastroenterologist, dermatologist, BACTA, B-H-A-K-T-A, in the past. Medications include amlodipine 5 milligram a day, Ozempic 1 milligram weekly, Abumix 0.5 daily, level thyroxin 88 microgram a day, omeprazole 20 milligram a day, MYRBETRIG, Myrbetriq 50 milligram a day for overactive bladder, Lexapro 20 milligram a day, folic acid 1 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, TADALAFIL, Tadalafil 20 milligram a day. Symbicort inhaler, Meclizine PRN, Prodia shots twice a year. She also has numerous vitamins, including calcium, iron, B12, D3, Zyrtec probiotics, eye drops, cranberry supplements, magnesium, and estradiol. Only natural supplements. Family history. Mom died of diabetes and complications of that. Also died of diabetes with history of CHF. Today, I find Bonnie sitting in a recliner. Her legs are elevated. She's comfortable. O2 sat's 100% on no oxygen. She wears her oxygen mainly at night. At 3 liters with her CPAP. The pulse is 87, respiration is 18, blood pressure 140 over 60. Heart positive, one positive, S2, with an S3 gallop. Lungs, ronchi, few rouse in both bases. Abdomen is soft, but obese. Liver enlarged. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with an lesion. Lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Neurological, no lateralizing symptoms, signs noted. Also in the social somewhere put down she hasn't driven for over 7 or 8 years because of her medical issues. Assessment, here we have a 76-year-old woman with history of mixed systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph, she's requiring oxygen at night. She also has a history of sleep apnea, but she uses her CPAP, period. New paragraph, she's becoming very weak. She has shortness of breath with any kind of activity. She's in a reclining position. She needs help with ADL. She wears a diaper. She also has a bowel and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph, she has to be helped from her recliner to the wheelchair to get to bed at nighttime, period. She tries to keep her legs elevated. Her last ejection fraction was around 50%. I reviewed her records from the hospital, period. Her blood sugars are stable in face of decreased appetite. She does have CRF. She's tired, in quotation, going to back and forth to the doctor's offices. She wants to be cared for in a home setting with the help of a physician or a nurse practitioner that comes to the house and visits her. She wants to be under palliative and hospice care at this time. Overall prognosis is quite poor given her extensive medical history, as was mentioned, period. She probably has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of her disease, period. Findings were discussed with patient and son at the time of evaluation and her goddaughter. Thank you. Just put down other comorbidities includes gastroesophageal reflux, anemia of chronic disease, long COVID, lymphedema, osteoporosis, recurrent cellulitis of the lower extremity, secondary to venous insufficiency, overactive bladder, osteopenia, and diabetic neuropathy. Thank you.